When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Can Ant really be the number one option on Team USA? Plus, we'll preview Summer League on this week's Running with the Timberwolves podcast. Welcome in to another Running with the Timberwolves podcast on the Believe Sports Network. My name is Gabe Anderson, and I'm joined, as always, by Chris Emerson. Chris, how we doing?
We're doing well, man. Timberwolves season is starting back up, so I'm happy.
Absolutely. And as you know, Summer League is well underway. In fact, I think they're playing right now against the Pelicans. Saw the first half, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But first, we got to talk about Anthony Edwards on Team USA, a great performance against Team Canada. And you probably saw the marquee or the thumbnail of this episode. He said that he is going to be, in his mind, the number one option for Team USA. Ben, I'll let you give some of your thoughts first, and then I'll come in. What did you think of Ant's performance against Team Canada, which is one of the highest ranked, have the best odds to overthrow Team USA? I mean, they did beat them in the FIBA championships earlier this year in the third place game. What do you think of Ant's performance?
You know, it's impressive when a guy of his age steps in on that court with those players and, like he said, acts like he's the number one option. I mean, that sort of bravado is exactly what you want out of your future superstar or out of your current superstar. So I'm here for it, man. Like, I don't know if it's going to hold up once the real Olympic Games start, but we'll see. But that sort of spirit, that sort of takeover attitude from somebody that young playing with, you know, Hall of Famers all around him, it's impressive. I mean, it takes big balls to do that. And this guy's, you know, he's doing it.
Yeah, and like I was mentioning, Team Canada, according to FIBA.com, FIBA.basketball.com, they have the number five, or their power rank number five for the FIBA rankings.
What are the rankings? I would be surprised that they're not two. I guess maybe France, but
number four is Serbia with Nikola Jokic. Number three is France with obviously Rudy Gobert and Victor Wembanyama. And then number two is Germany, who won the FIBA championships. I think that they're giving a big nod to Germany just because they won FIBA last year. They do got some, I mean, they got the Wagner brothers, who I said it when we were watching FIBA. I said that Team USA with only one big guy is going to have trouble defending big men. And that's exactly, I mean, I think Daniel Tice lit him up for like 20 points in the FIBA semifinals game. So not a problem now with Joel Embiid, Anthony Davis. Bam out of bio as well. I don't think they should have any trouble taking home this gold medal.
Yeah, I mean, it should be, there's no reason why it should be any trouble unless the players, you know, play selfishly or whatever, but they've got a pretty good mix of players that don't really have much of that selfish type game. Probably the most selfish game would probably be Edwards himself. That's not a knock on him. Like, that's what he's there to do, is to score. So, yeah, I'm excited for it, but it shouldn't be much competition, and we should have an easy run to the title in reality.
Absolutely. Now, obviously, he's the first USA Olympic player from the Timberwolves since Kevin Garnett in 2000, the Sydney Olympics, where they took home gold in that one. I looked up the stats for Kevin Garnett in that. He had a pretty good going, 10.8 points per game, 9.1 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. Now, what I want to talk about is Ant saying that he is going to be the number one option on Team USA. I don't know if that's true, but I do think, based really judging on what we saw in the game against Canada, I do think he could be a number one option on the second unit, because I think the second unit is where the Team USA is going to just dominate teams. Right. Because if you look at it, it's Halliburton, Ant, Tatum, Bam, and Davis, some combination of that. And that's where the USA has the advantage, because not to say that other teams are as good as the starters like LeBron, but I think they have comparable talent to the starters on other teams, like Germany or Team Canada. They have comparable to the starters, but I think when you get to the second unit and you have Ant, where they can't double team him or zero in on him, because you also have Jason Tatum, the defending NBA champion. You have Derek White as well. You have Bam Adebayo, Anthony Davis. I think the second unit is where they're going to win a lot of their games.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I mean, when you've got superstars and Hall of Famers that are coming off the bench for you, and the other teams, you know, have low-level all-stars, like, it's, I mean, that's who starts for them is all-stars. We've got Hall of Fame guys off the bench. That's crazy. I mean, it's going to be crazy. I mean, what Anthony Edwards might be meaning is when the ball swings to him, he's the first option. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
I hope they don't really have a first option on the team. I hope it's a ball movement type thing, and and whoever's, you know, got a good mismatch or whatever is the one that's playing. I don't think they're going to have like a let's go through this guy type thing. But when the ball swings to Edwards, he's taking it to the cup, or he's, you know, he's being aggressive, and that's a mindset he needs to have.
Yeah, and what I loved just from watching the broadcast is there's so many great players. There's Halliburton, there's LeBron, there's all these players. But what are the announcers talking about? They're talking about how much they love Anthony Edwards and how excited they are in Anthony Edwards. And it's just so fun to watch, because a lot of times Timberwolves players, like on all-star teams, are like an afterthought. Like, for example, you're watching the all-star game 10 years ago or so, you're watching Kevin Love. They're probably not talking about Kevin Love too much, but Anthony Edwards is just an unreal player. 6 for 10 from the field, finished with a team high 13 points. He said he was nervous to play in the first scrimmage, but he definitely didn't look like it. And man, he really found his spots on the court as well. Found his spots, hit the bank shot, hit some jumpers. He wasn't forcing it either.
And that's what this sort of time is going to help him, watching guys like, I mean, he knows what to do, but like just really cracking in his head. Like, if you've got 3 or 4 spots on the court where you shoot 60% or whatever, like that's your spot. Why shoot other areas? You know, like just keep going to those. And that sort of efficiency is something that KD has always, you know, been huge on, something that, you know, LeBron, not so much because he's got the ball in his hands, but the guys that are just the pure scorers, even Booker, like they know how to get to where they're effective, where they can get their buckets, and they just keep repetitively doing that. These are steps he's going to have to learn, and these are things he is learning, and no better group of guys to learn from than who he's got. A crazy thing I heard, when the first time LeBron put on a Team USA jersey, Anthony Edwards was 2 years old.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that's crazy.
that's crazy.
That is insane.
And it's not like this is Dream Team LeBron, kind of like how like Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and those guys were kind of like on the tail end of their abilities and just sort of getting drug along. Even, you know, like Mullen was like that on that team. I mean, this is LeBron who's you know, top five MVP candidate every year still type thing. Like, to be that old and playing at that level is insane.
I guess Anthony Edwards is the echelon now, but for years was my favorite player. Just every time LeBron would come to town, I would try to get tickets, and it was always fun to watch him. But yeah, I mean, this team is absolutely stacked and should be have no problem making a run. And like I was saying, the second unit is going to be crucial, because I like we were saying, Germany doesn't have the second unit that can hang with us. Spain doesn't have the second unit. Once you get past Wemby and Rudy Gobert, which that's going to be fun. I can't wait for the moment where Anthony Edwards gets an open lane and tries to yam one on Rudy Gobert.
I love it.
That's going to be an amazing moment.
And he has to. He's going to have to try to do that. Like, there's no doubt about it. Even if it's, you know, he takes off from too far away and he really doesn't have it. Like, just go for it, man. Mm-hmm. I'm here for that. Yeah, I mean, France has a couple other guys. I mean, I guess I haven't went through their roster, but I'm sure they've got Fournier. I'm sure they've got some other cats on there that got ability. So, I mean, I don't know if they got the, you know, the second pick in the draft, that 7-1 dude. Like, they could end up having a lineup out there with like 3 7-footers that are all very skilled. I saw Wemby running point and step back and hit a three. They're going to have a hard team to defend just because of how weird they are.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Like we always say, international play is completely different than normal. On a normal day, the USA would trounce all these teams all the time. But international play, it's called different. It's different dimensions of the courts, different rules. Like, I was watching it. There's different goaltending rules. Like, if the ball hits off the backboard, you can still hit it. It's just different. It's different rules. But some of the players from Team France, I'm just looking at, obviously, Victor Wembanyama, Rudy Gobert, a couple other ones. Killian Hayes on that team. Solid. Nicholas Batum.
Batum, yep, solid.
Theo Maledon, I think, of the Thunder.
He played. Mm-hmm.
So nothing.
Do they have that scar or Alec? Do they have that SAR or whatever, the number two pick?
I don't see him.
Isn't Reicher the number one pick? Isn't he French? Oh no, he's played in summer league. So yeah, he must not have made the squad. I think that weren't the first like two picks in the draft French this year?
Yeah, both of them were French. Yeah. I don't see them.
It's crazy that the number one and number two pick in the NBA draft aren't on that roster. But you know, and same thing with that international play, they really value like age and like older guys in any international play. So maybe they just don't have those guys playing.
Also, I would think a guy like the guy I didn't mention, Nicholas Batum, I could see him turning on an extra level. Like, maybe he phoned it in a little bit with playing for, who was it, the Sixers last year? Or was he with the Clippers, right?
I don't know. He's moved around a little bit. Yeah, he's moved around,
but they put it on an extra level for playing international play. So
for sure. Yeah. I saw a quote say that the most dangerous people in the Olympics are C-plus NBA basketball players playing for their home country. And they talked about like Dennis Schroeder and Carlos Arroyo and all those type of guys that are like okay NBA players, but once they put on their team's jersey and they're like the guy that the ball goes to, you know, they can really do some damage. So, you know, like you said, it's a different game.
It is a different game. And one thing that I noticed about Team USA – obviously, Team Canada went on that 11-1 run to start the game, is they almost settled way too much. I think they put up like 10 threes in the first 3 minutes. They just started hoisting and started relying just on straight talent and shot making, and that wasn't working against Team Canada. And then eventually, particularly when the second unit came out with Ant and Tatum and Halliburton, they started going to the basket. They started using their skill. They started playing real basketball. Like they started moving the ball a little bit, getting open dunks. They dominated on the offensive and defensive glass. I mean, size is going to be something. That's why it's so interesting with the game with Team France, where we will actually be undersized in that game with Wembanyama and Rudy Gobert. So it'll be interesting going forward. But like I said, I would be shocked if we don't bring home the gold medal.
For sure. I mean, it's what we're going to have to get away from is trying to play all-star basketball games.
That, you know? Yep.
And if we can get away from that and just play real basketball, no one will stop us. But if we play all-star games crap, like, yeah, we could lose easily.
What was it, the 2004 team? That's what happened to them? Yeah,
for sure.
The 2004 team that won bronze. The most uninspiring bronze medal of all time. Most countries would be ecstatic if they won a bronze medal in basketball. We find it as the ultimate failure. That's crazy to me. Manu Ginobili, that's who got us.
Yeah, another guy that when he puts on his team colors, man, he's a different beast.
Absolutely. And that is actually what's great about Olympic basketball is it's one thing to like, let's be honest, like obviously these players love playing in the NBA, but it's something to play for a country, for an entire country. Like when Anthony Edwards steps into a Wolves uniform, he's playing for a city that he didn't grow up in. He's from Atlanta. But when he puts on a USA uniform, he's playing for the entire country, and that's something huge.
Yeah, the guys talk about that a lot. I wonder how much of that is just lip service, to be honest. Like, with our country being so big, like, so kind of separate with, like, the states and stuff, I wonder if that's really a thing where they're like, man, I'm super honored to play for Team USA, or if it's just, like, kind of another all-star selection, and it's more fun for the travel and, like, going to see, like, the other, you know, athletes, you know, play. I wonder, I would love to know if it's really this great honor they talk about. I don't know.
Here's a question. How much do you think it helps for Hall of Fame status?
None? Well, I mean, it does, I guess, because that's on their thing. Like, there's guys like Ricky Rubio is going to be a Hall of Famer, and it has nothing to do with his NBA career because it's a basketball Hall of Fame. It's not an NBA Hall of Fame. So he's got, you know, multiple European medals, you know, record, you know, stuff like that. There's plenty of guys that have got to the Hall of Fame that never played a minute in the NBA. So, you know, for guys that are like lesser than, I think it matters. Like, let's say Bam Adebayo, like, I don't know if an Olympic gold is going to really push him one way or another on his, you know, especially if he's coming off the bench for his Hall of Fame status. I think his is probably going to be based solely off NBA career.
Right, that's true. All right, let's shift gears just a little bit. We'll touch on it briefly. NBA Summer League is in full force. Actually, the Wolves, as we record this, are playing the Pelicans right now. So we're not going to necessarily comment on the game whatsoever.
Yeah, so I haven't started watching it yet, so I don't want no spoilers.
Okay. So what are you looking for in Summer League? Obviously, the
Dillingham.
Yeah, the Dillingham and Terrence Shannon. Are you looking for anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking for the team to play smart. You know, like the great thing about Summer League is when you have a decent point guard that can help, you know, play where it's not, again, all-star like basketball. You can score points in Summer League and they're not like NBA points. They're like you know, you're bigger, you're stronger, you're faster than some, you know, Division II player that you're going up against that's never going to be on an NBA team. Right. But if you're getting your points within the system, you know, hitting shots, like I want to see guys shoot at a nice percentage. I want to see guys like actually try to defend a little bit, move the ball so it's not selfish play. But, you know, a couple splash plays there where you can see where a guy has that upper echelon ability. I'm going to want to see that. You know, I want to see Minot, see if he can take a step forward. Like, I was excited about him as a youth. We drafted him super young as this raw athlete. I want to see if he can end up being maybe a rotational piece in the near future. Miller, same with him. Like, you know, we took him. He's pretty young. I want to see if he can be a guy that can step up and play. Maybe see if he can bang down low, see if he can actually play defense. He was supposed to be one of the worst G League defenders last year. So just those kind of steps from guys that we were hoping to be rotational players. And then, you know, I want Dillingham to be electric. Like, I want him to be like that picture right behind you with Kevin Garnett and Stephon Marbury. I want to see Stephon Marbury like speed. I want to see a guy that nobody can stay in front. Like, I want to see him blow by everybody, you know, like, mm-hmm. I want to see that sort of explosion where it's like you're not – like any summer league defender just has no chance versus him, because then he might have a – you know, then it means he's probably got a shot in the NBA to be, you know, equally as explosive.
Right. The one – I'm not going to give you any spoilers, but the one thing I will say watching this game, Deshaun Nix is a sneaky good defender.
He's a big boy too. Oh, that's who I'm really interested in too is Clark. The guy that we drafted out of UCLA, he had the blown Achilles, but from all accounts coming into the draft, he was a knockdown or a lockdown defender, like the best defender by far, like perimeter defender in college basketball at the time. And I actually watched some clips of, I want to say it was Terrence Shannon when I was trying to look a little bit about him, and he was playing UCLA. And Clark was all over him, you know, and I want to see if this guy's going to be an NBA talent, because we're low. We're a little thin at that point guard and even the guard position. So we could use some of these guys to be a rotational piece if somebody goes down or if they can step up and be important for us.
Like we've said on past podcasts, we need to start using some of our picks to amplify the talent that we have around us. Yeah. Like we were saying, if you're going to have three guys on max contracts, which we'll see, we don't know what's going to happen with Karl-Anthony Towns. He actually, one other thing, he is in Vegas right now. He is in the Timberwolves camp right now, but we do need some of those players to pop up and be worth a pick essentially and be a rotational player.
First off, I didn't know Kat was there, and that I love that, because I think it's time for the team to be there all the time for each other. I don't need you in Barbados acting like you're a max player while these other guys are sweating, you know, trying to make a roster. Like, we need to be a full team. I get it. It's summer. I get it's vacation, but it's kind of part of the game of being a pro basketball player now is it's a 365 day job. You know, it's not like it was in the 80s and 90s where, you know, you come in out of shape and you get in shape in training camp. Like, these guys need to be in the system playing with these guys and seeing how it works. But yeah, we're going to move on from guys like Monte Morris. We're going to move on from guys like, we got Joe Ingles this year. We're going to move on from, you know, Slo-Mo. Those types of guys we're not going to be able to afford if we keep our roster as is. And we're going to need these second round picks. We're going to need these late first round picks that are making pennies on the dollar compared to those guys to contribute at a high level until they're ready to get a contract like, you know, Nickeil Alexander-Walker will be. And then we'll have to make a decision to either let them walk or, you know, or pay them. But we need these guys to step up.
Absolutely. And I think we'll put an exclamation point there. Chris, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, man, it's great. And I'm excited to watch the Summer League today. So I'm really pumped.
Absolutely. And this is the Running with the Timberwolves podcast on the Believe Sports Network. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe on YouTube and give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and or Apple. And check out our past videos. We've been doing a bunch. We covered Joe Ingles. We covered Terrence Shannon. We covered Rob Dillingham more thoroughly. So make sure to check that out. Check us out on Twitter @Running with the Timberwolves. And as always, go Wolves.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.